Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. We got a big one today. Seth Joyner an hour from now. We will find out what is in Hugh's holiday stocking. Nick Sirianni will join us. Not join us, but be on the show. We'll broadcast his press conference at 12:15 today. And What If Wednesday, Elliott Shore Parks, and... I'm annoyed at the Phillies. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe. Hey, listen, I have a few thoughts in my head, so y'all bear with me. First of all, I want to say thanks to all the prayer warriors yesterday that reached out to me because they said I crashed out.
And you did.
But I'm okay now.
No, yeah, I don't think you crashed out. You were emotional.
No, that's all. And you know, it's funny because I just thought about this when you mentioned his name, Elliott Shore Parks. Mm-hmm. Spike tweeted out a picture yesterday about how Elliott looks like Leonardo DiCaprio and – Who was it?
Daryl Morey. Yeah.
He looks like Daryl Morey on Ozempic. Like, now that I think about it, it really kind of blew my mind because it was almost like, because Spike had the before and after. It was like the after and before.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, ESP looks like Daryl Morey on Ozempic.
You've just created next year's fantasy football team name for so many people out there. Daryl Morey on Ozempic.
No, I'm telling you. I mean, when I saw it, I couldn't unsee it. It was like Daryl Morey went into the lab. That's why we haven't seen him. And he came out and he lost like 100 pounds.
And it's Elliott.
And it's Elliott.
So on this, quickly before we get to our lead here. Yeah. On the scale of Morey or DiCaprio, where does Elliott lie?
I think he's more Morey. Well, especially when he had
DiCaprio,
on that tan.
Yeah, DiCaprio's a big comp.
And especially because he had on that tan suit and he looked corporate. He looked corporate.
That's a very nice Elliott photo.
That's a nice photo. And I was like, damn. He looked like Daryl Morey on Ozempic.
215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, I'm glad you started us off on a fun note here. Because I've been thinking about something here, Hugh. And it's almost been under the radar because on this show, we have spent more time trying to get you off of the hill that you are clearly just, I mean, you're falling apart on, which is the defense is a luxury, not a necessity. But this Eagles defense is obviously a necessity. They have been great this year. And, Hugh, I'm just trying to put into context how great they've been. You know, they've gone from... When the year started, it was like, all right, let's just hope they can be a middle-of-the-pack defense. And then they started playing and playing well, especially post-bye, and it's like, whoa, they're better than middle-of-the-pack. Maybe this is a top-10 defense. And then we zoom past that, and it's like, no, this is one of the five best defenses in the league. And now we wake up today, or, you know, you've been awake for a while, I've been awake for a while, but we are on the air today, and we have an Eagles defense that is tied for first in the NFL in yards per game given up. They are points per game given up, 17.6, tied for number one. They are number one in yards per game allowed. They are number one in yards per play allowed. This is the best defense in the NFL. But I want to take it one step further. I'm ready to say this is the best Eagles defense I've ever seen. And I know there's been some great ones, and Hugh will go over the one that you were on. And you were on a couple really good ones, but especially 2002. But I'm just thinking back to the ones that I have a good recollection of. Now, the 91 defense was great. I was young. I could go back and tell you things about it, but it's not like I remember seeing every game. I was too young. But I, you know, all the defenses since then, I've got a good feel for. And the 2022 defense was outstanding at 70 sacks 2 years ago. But they faced a lot of tomato can quarterbacks.
And when
they faced good ones like Dak or Mahomes, they kind of got lit up. This year's defense has not gotten lit up, even by the best quarterbacks. You go back to 2017, they won the Super Bowl. I think it's an underrated defense. But they gave up a lot of yards, and they gave up more points than this year's defense. I go back to 04, very good defense, but you guys are probably a little bit older. 02, I would say before this year, is probably the best defense that I've ever seen the Eagles have. But as I look this morning, you guys faced a bunch of tomato cans. I'm looking at a defense this year that has taken on Lamar, Burrow, Stafford, Russ, Jordan Love, Jaden Daniels, and yet they still rank number one in the NFL in points per game allowed. This is the best Eagles defense I've ever seen. 215-592-9494. They may end up having three players make an all-pro team. Jalen Carter, Zach Bond, Quinyon Mitchell, Hugh Douglas. We all want to hear your perspective on this because we know what you said before the year in the last 2 years. But now, is this the best Eagles defense you've ever seen?
Now, listen, I understand that whatever I say, everybody's waiting with bated breath to hear what I have to say. And I want to say thank you for all the people that sent me the messages about defense as a luxury and what color my beard or whether or not I'm going to shave it off. I'm glad you're concerned. I appreciate that. This is not coming from a place of hatred. It's not.
Oh, boy.
Because I see where you're going. No. I mean, allow me to long talk just for a minute because I see where you're going. Because when you look at this defense, they're young and they're playing well in their young careers. And they're playing like a cohesive unit early in their young careers. And they have the potential to be the best defense or one of the best defenses in the history of the NFL. But just let me give you my criteria when I think about teams like that.
Okay.
I think of Super Bowl champion teams. If you're asking me, honestly, even though they gave up like a million yards in the Super Bowl, the team that won the Super Bowl, to me, is the best defense in the history of the Philadelphia
Eagles. Wow, 2017.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, and when I say that, I remember watching that game, and I think Tom Brady offensively, they gave up like 500 yards or something like that. And I know that sounds crazy, but they were able to do something that no other team was able to do since what? Chuck Bednarik's team way back in the day before they called it the Super Bowl. So that's kind of where I lie with mine. But I understand how everybody feels, where they're coming from, because when you look at this defense as a collective, you know, and I'll take it to the year that I played. We had a bunch of young players. And then we had some veteran players because, you know, that's when Trott got here. Ike, Troy Vincent was already here. Bobby Taylor was here for a few years. Me and Bobby Taylor came in the same class, as a matter of fact. So we were a little bit longer in the tooth as far as the NFL is concerned. But when you look at this team and the adversity that they faced coming into the season and all the question marks that they had coming into this season, I think it's given people a lot. They've given people a reason to be excited about them. And I understand exactly where you're coming from because the way that they're trending and the fact that they're young, they're going to be together for a while.
Well, they really could.
This is the first year in this defense. So, yeah, I get where you're going, but not yet. Not yet.
215-592-9494. What a surprise. Hugh Douglas is not throwing flowers at this Eagles defense. What a surprise. It's become the best Eagles defense I've ever seen. It's interesting, Hugh, you brought up the 2017 defense because I think a lot of people probably – it's hard for them to look past some of the numbers and what happened in the Super Bowl. But I actually think that defense is underrated in 2017. They really were good for a lot of the year. They only allowed 17 points in the two home playoff games before they got to the Super Bowl. Then Brady put up a lot of yards, a lot of points. But they did make the play. I thought they were good at all three levels. It was outstanding, that Eagles defense that year. 215-592-9494. I'm watching this defense, though, come together. And they just have really, really good players throughout. I, you know, obviously Carter's their best player. But they've got good players at defensive line, at pass rush, at linebacker, at defensive back. They're deep. They've withstood an injury here to Brandon Graham. And, you know, you go back to some of the great defense they've had the last, you know, 20-something years, and you think about the best player on those defenses, right? Like, 2 years ago was probably Hassan Reddick. And in 2017, their best defensive player was probably Fletcher Cox. And you go back to 2002, it was Brian Dawkins and you, Hugh. You guys were the best ones on that defense. This year, it's Jalen Carter. Listen to what Dick Vermeil said recently about Jalen Carter. We all know he's an outstanding talent, but hearing Dick Vermeil putting it in this perspective was incredible. Here's Vermeil on The Morning Show.
What about Jalen Carter specifically reminds you of Reggie White?
Explosion. Yeah. He has tremendous explosion on the snap. Physical strength and explosion for a man that size. When he comes out of his stance, he gives you a headache on every snap. You know, and that's what Reggie White could do. I think when he develops more better use of his arms, you know, and the club and all this kind of stuff, and don't stay in front of a guy quite as long as he does because he has the ability to throw him one way or the other. I think as he's coached by our fine coaching staff, he'll start even getting sacks. But again, sometimes the reason they got a sack is because the two guys were blocking him.
I mean, that is huge.
That's no lie told.
Whew.
And you know what's funny? When he said that, I saw flashes of that his rookie year. And then, you know, the internet, trying to compare him to Jerome Brown. All these, I'm like, dog, I played in the trenches. And violent hands, that's the one thing that you always hear coaches say when it comes to playing defense line. You got to have violent hands. You always got to get that separation. That's part of the reason why, you know, early on, Bryce Huff couldn't get off the ball because he had short arms and it was hard for him to get that separation. Jalen Carter, just watch him. If you get a chance this weekend, just watch him on the initial snap, how when he lays hands on somebody, how their body just jerks and like it's like he sends a shockwave through their body. We were talking about this in the meeting, and I told you, Joe, I said, you don't understand how hard he slapped Buddy across his head. Because when he slapped, go back, people, because I know it's all over the internet, and look at the slap that he had when he got the non-penalty and Coach Sirianni, you know, got on the sideline and cursed him out. He slapped that guy so hard that he probably could have, if he'd have slapped him a little bit hard, probably could have broke his neck. Mm-hmm. Like, that was, like, that's the kind of power that he's dealing with. And on every play, you see these big 300-pound offensive linemen leaning on him, and they can't move him. They can't move him. He controls two or three guys at a time, and he still pushes the pocket. That is something that everybody can't do. Everybody can't do that. You know, hell, I couldn't do it. Hollis, as big as he was, he could stand in a hole like that, but he didn't have the kind of power you could snatch a guy down and run past him. He didn't have any of that. So it's a rare combination of the size and the speed that makes him the special player.
215
and the power.
592-9494. Is this the best Eagles defense you've ever seen? I have moved to saying yes. It's every week. They haven't allowed a team to score 20 points on them, or more than 20 points, since the bye, since week 4 of the season.
Yeah, they're balling.
It's been an incredible run. They have a great defensive coordinator. And I keep looking at these other defenses we've seen around here in the last 25 years, including the one you played on, Hugh. And I'm like, wait a second. All right. They're up there statistically with any of these defenses. They might have three players make an all-pro team. We've never had that here since, you know, we got to go back way, 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 way back in the day to have three all-pros. Your team had two. The 2022 team had two all-pros. 2017 had zero all-pros. It's collective, but they have this one great player in the middle. It all flows off of that. And then listen to Ray Dittinger this week talking about their speed on the defensive side and how fast they are to the football.
The thing that jumps off the screen at you, at least it does to me, is the speed of this defense. I mean, they are so fast. I mean, in comparison to what you were last year, I mean, they are so fast. I mean, they get so many people to the football. And they're so well coached. They're always in position. You know, they're always, and I think Tom Brady did a pretty good job of this yesterday in doing the analysis, was showing how Vic Fangio leverages the coverages, you know, in relation to the personnel they're facing, how they will roll the coverage away from one side and overload the other. They're a very tough team to play against. There's right now, and that's what you see. I mean, you see a defense that's extremely well coached, very disciplined, really fast, really physical, and the best part about it is it's the youngest defense in the league.
Well, and that's what Hugh's point. It can get better and better and better. 215-592-9494. We'll start here. This defense has really been incredible to the point where Hugh's beard is in so much trouble. I mean, it's at this point, it's either gone or it's green, but you're cooked here, man.
It might be trending that way.
Might be.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Might be.
Yeah, it might be.
Top 5 of 5 yesterday was on the hill you're dying on, yeah, and you are dying on this thing.
Oh, is that what it was?
Oh,
thanks a lot, Jack. Appreciate you.
Part of it. Kyle, where do you come down? Is this the best Eagles defense you've ever seen?
I think I'm ready to go there. And so, obviously, I wasn't around for the 90s. Well, I was born in 95, but I don't remember watching any of those Eagles defenses from then. The defense that Hugh played on and those guys, the one I grew up watching, was an excellent defense. And I don't think it's really worthwhile for me to like compare numbers from this defense to those ones just because they're different eras.
Sure.
The game's played a lot differently. And the quarterback play in the league right now, I mean, there's just a lot of good quarterbacks. And the Eagles have faced a lot of good quarterbacks this season. Just think in terms of a single season Eagles defense, I put it ahead of the 22 defense. The 22 defense was good, but I think very flawed.
And they got cooked by good quarterbacks.
And they got cooked by good quarterbacks. The 2017 team, again, good defense, but flawed. They didn't play very well on the road at all. I mean, in the Super Bowl, you saw that when they had to go, when they were away from the link, they were allowing tons of points, tons of yards. Like this one, I mean, they translate to everywhere. And the other thing I'll say about this defense is, like, I don't think the numbers do it justice because they've gotten better and better every single week. The defense we have now is like an entirely different planet than the defense we saw in the first 4 weeks of the season, even like a month ago. Like they just get better and better every single week. So I can't think of a single flaw on this defense right now. I might just be living in the moment, but this is the best Eagles defense I can remember.
Well, they get better every week. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Is this now the best Eagles defense you've ever seen? If you had said this was going to be a conversation to me in September, I would have said you're nuts. I mean, when they walked off the field in Tampa Bay, 33-16, losers by 17 that day, and getting just crushed by Baker Mayfield, I mean, it would have been a comical thought. But here we are now, all these weeks later. They haven't allowed more than 20 points since then. I mean, it's been incredible to watch this defense play. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy hump day.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Guys, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning.
You okay today, Hugh?
Good morning.
You see through this, Chris, that he won't give this defense credit, and you feel this, right?
You 2017 Eagles, and you long talk your way there.
They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they got torched in the Super Bowl.
And that's what I'm saying. But they still won. Like I guess that's just my rationale for it. I mean, they were good enough to get there. You know, the team that I was on, we had a good defense, but we weren't good enough to get there. You see what I'm saying? No disrespect to these young Thundercats.
I know.
Yeah. No disrespect. And hey, I know listen. It sounds weird coming from me.
It does.
Knowing that.
I mean,
yeah,
it's
I'm considered the resident hater.
Well, you are for the defense. You don't think it matters. You think it's a luxury, clearly a necessity. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, and you know what, Hugh, I agree with your. I'll say logic because I use that similar logic when I put Nick Foles on Mount Rushmore because he won us the Super Bowl.
So. No, I get that. Totally get it.
All right, guys. So this defense is by far the best Eagles defense. And I'm going to tell you a couple reasons why. One, Joe, I hate to correct you and hurt our argument, but the defense gave up 23 points against Jacksonville.
Well, so yes and no. Well, but remember they had a defensive score by the Jaguars.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
We don't have to count that.
Okay. So anyway, but if we look at points per game over that 10-game stretch, 15.1, guys, that is absolutely remarkable, and especially in today's NFL. And then look at who they face. Cincinnati, Joe Burrow. Jaden Daniels with Washington, who's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
He's got that team, fighting for a playoff spot. Matt, Super Bowl winner Matt Stafford. Baltimore in Lamar Jackson. And I know we laugh at Russ, but Russ is having a good year with Pittsburgh, and they were, 6-1 or something coming into the game against us, and we absolutely shut them out and throttled them on Sunday. So this defense has got teeth to it. I mean, Joe, you echoed what my thought was a few weeks ago. I think we do have three All-Pros, and the most amazing thing is that it's at each level.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Guantanamo Bay is just – guys, I don't think we as a fan base fully appreciate this guy because no one really talks about him because, unfortunately, sometimes a team distracts us with nonsense to talk about. But this kid is just – I mean, he's doing things that is just lights out for a rookie – to come in and be able to do. Guys, this is the best defense in the NFL this year. I think by far, Joe, I 100% agree. This is the greatest Eagles defense in the history of the team. And you know what, Hugh? You're going to agree with that at the end of the year because this defense is going to take us back to the bowl because we're going eastbound, all right, and down. And you know what, Hugh?
Yes.
They're going to hoist that Lombardi trophy.
And that's going to be awesome.
You're going to be hanging out with your girl, Brittany. And so will Nick, though, unfortunately.
She'll be in Louisiana.
We'll invite her. Sure. Chris, good phone call. We appreciate it. So Chris kind of led me here. I didn't know what your thought was, Hugh, before we started, like where you're going to go with what you think right now is the best Eagles defense. And you mentioned 2017, which obviously they won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you played on a great Eagles defense. I think of the ones you were on, 02 was the best version of your defense. That's the way I view it. But I looked this up this morning. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from you. You had 12 and a half sacks. You were an All-Pro. You played some tomato can quarterbacks. You ready for these names you got to play that year? Shane Matthews, Quincy Carter, David Carr, the ghost of Mark Brunell, Jim Miller, Patrick Ramsey, Chad Hutchinson. Hugh, beat up on some dregs.
You know what's funny? And that's
these guys stunk.
And that's why when you have a quarterback that looked like he can play a little bit, you keep him. It's hard to find quarterbacks, man. And you know, it's funny. I'm glad you brought that up because there's a lot of people that complain about quarterback play a lot for the last couple of weeks. And we are in the position that we're in. It's hard to find a quarterback, man. Ain't too many Tom Brady's laying around and stuff like that. Bryce Young was considered a guy who was a bust just a few weeks ago. Now it looks like he might be able to play at this level. They're hard to find, man. They're hard to find. And if you got one, if you resurrect one's career, Sam Darnold, you try to ride him as long as you can and win a game. I'll never forget who was it. Scott Pioli told me, you can win with a mediocre quarterback because quarterbacks are hard to get. They got lucky, and they know it when they got Tom Brady. They got him in the seventh round. They got lucky when they got that guy, and he grew the way that he did to become the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. It's hard to find that position. It really, really is.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Is this the best Eagles defense you've ever seen? We've seen some good ones. 2022 at 70 sacks. 2017, they won the Super Bowl, and they were outstanding at home, especially in the playoffs, a collective unit. They got a lot out of those guys in 2017. 2002, 2004, 91, if you want to throw them in the mix. Obviously, a great defense, but a ton of takeaways that season. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas downplaying how great this Eagles defense is. What a surprise.
Telling everybody, pump their brakes.
What a surprise as this guy over here is getting ready to shave that beard with Diet Green. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season, Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors for Popeyes. And on the other side, your phone calls, and we'll hear from B-Doc what he thinks about this young defense, especially the two rookie defensive backs. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, because the women and the people that, especially women, that don't listen to radio and like that are living in like everyday life. I go into the bank yesterday and the lady didn't know me. Why do you have on shorts and a hat?
It's a fair question.
And I was like, because I'm confused into this shower.
A green beard
walking into an establishment wearing shorts, looking like UConn Cornelius. There might be some phone calls being made. You know what I mean?
So this has gone from being just, kind of just a dream to now I actually can close my eyes and picture us on Bourbon Street. I'm not sure where you went. And I look up down the runway and there's Hugh and his green beard on Bourbon Street, Super Bowl week, led by the defense.
You know what the unfortunate thing about this is? It's because I am comfortable in the way that I dress on a daily basis. And for the most part, our listeners understand that about me. But I'm living out in the suburbs now with these good white folks. And they gonna look at me looking real crazy. You know what I mean? And now I'm making people uncomfortable running around with a hat on.
Hold on. The shorts and hat are your own decision. The green beard is out of your hands.
No, I'm just saying.
Because of your take.
No, but I'm saying now I have to explain to these folks why I look the way that I do. I ain't have to do that before. They just kind of let me be. You know what I mean? Now I'm riding up and everybody looking at me going to the other side of the street and whatnot. Yeah, this might be a thing.
Well, all because this is the best Eagles defense we've ever seen. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to your phone calls here on this. We'll let you hear what Doc said yesterday on with Kay Adams about the two young defensive backs, what he loves watching about these guys. But the more I look at this, it feels like we're watching, and my eyes tell me I'm watching the best Eagles defense I've ever seen. 22 was great, but it's hard for me to get past how good quarterbacks beat them up, right? The Cowboy game in December with Dak Prescott. We know what happened in the Super Bowl. We haven't gotten that far yet, but I'm just in the now. This Eagles defense has shut down good quarterbacks this season. You go back to 2017, that was Hugh's choice, and they were good, but they lacked any, I would say, great players having great seasons. Fletcher was great, but Fletcher didn't make an All-Pro that year. It was just a lot of good. The corners were
Darby, like cast-offs.
Yeah, Darby and Jalen Mills. It was...
That's what makes them so special.
Well, then they're the one that won a championship.
You know what I mean? Because I think back on the greatest speech ever said or spoken by an Eagle.
Jason. And nobody wanted them. They're all cast offs.
No.
It's the lane on the steroids. That's what gets you, isn't it?
Yeah, every time. I'm glad you said it because I'm a hater.
Lane Johnson's on the juice. It was great. It was so good.
But it was like, it derailed.
Well, they're underdogs.
Everybody was like, wait a minute, what?
Did he really say that? The reactions of Howie in the back is so good. And here you go back to 04, 02, which I think was the best defense you played on.
Uh-huh.
Very good. I mean, I think 02 was the best one I'd seen till this year, but I don't know. I mean, Shane Matthews, Quincy Carter, David Carr.
Listen, you play who you
Jim
play, man.
Jim Miller.
You play who you play.
I know,
play.
But I got to take points away. Patrick Ramsey.
They were the number two seed the year we played Jim Miller and those guys. They were the number two seed in the NFL.
Tells you about that era. You got a lot of crappy teams. 215-592-949. I'm just saying, Kyle, we may have to go back and look at Hugh's stats that year in 02.
Tomato can.
Chop off a few sacks. I mean, you guys faced like three good quarterbacks
all
year.
Boy, with friends like y'all, man, I tell you. Hey, listen. I'm okay.
You got to hear the truth sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes the truth hurts.
Let's go to the phone lines here. Mike in Conshohocken's up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, boys. Good Wednesday afternoon. And, again, it would be kind of beyond laughable if it weren't so insulting to call this the best defense ever.
Why?
Again, because when you grow up with Reggie and Seth and Jerome and, so this is nice. This is a great defense. A lot of fun, but it's still a reactionary defense with two or three – mismatches that they have to address. They still can't cover big body tight ends, especially in the red zone, one. Two, we're still not there with Bond on covering backs out of the backfield. And, shifty, slotty guys are still a problem, even for Coop. And, as far as those three issues have to be addressed before I'm even, above 80% on this team. So it's great. And they look so good because they're so fast. And compared to the last 3-4 years where they were, abominably, nauseatingly slow, that's why this team's so good. And they're, But again, there's a lot of opportunity. I think they're about 80%. I think they need to, you know, go from there. They have to address these two or three issues. That's on the defensive side. And the only thing left really on the offensive side is, you know, when Todd Bowles or somebody starts bringing seven, have we really executed efficiently with seven? And that's where we're at. You know, and that's it. And I have the, you know, the RV sewer all jacked up, ready to roll. We'll see how it goes.
Well, I hope we're all heading down to New Orleans. But Mike, one thing on the defense. I mean, look, they're not perfect, but they are. They are number one in the NFL in points allowed. Like Mike, to go back for a second, the 91 defense, they didn't finish number one. Mm. I mean, like they were great, and they had obviously all time players with Reggie and Jerome, Seth, who will join us at 11. They didn't finish number one.
They ran up against the best offenses of all time, though. But for that point, it doesn't matter what the numbers say right now. This team still has those issues to address before they're going to be considered exceptional. And then going forward, they're going to be phenomenal. But they'll need to, you know, tweak and add and do some things to start to dictate rather than be a great reactionary defense. And it's going to be fun. They're going to be, you know. But at this point, I'm not, you know, you can't, it's not that it's laughable.
I don't think it is. I mean, I'm curious, what greatest offense of all time they faced? The Niners that year, you mean?
Yeah, of course. The Niners, the Cowboys, all those.
Oh, no, but no, Mike. The 91 Cowboys were not there yet. They had great players, but they were all kids.
Here's my point is, you know, it's really been encouraging to see the physicality, to see the other things, you know, but they're just not there yet because they still have some issues they have to address.
I think they're closer to being there than you do.
Well, everybody, even the Baltimore Ravens defense, as good as they were the year they won it, they had their flaws. You know, everybody has flaws, man. It's you look at what they've been able to do, and you give them props for that. What I do like about this team is that they're quick studies. Mm-hmm. They're very, very quick studies. And that's a credit to the defensive coordinator. That's a credit to the coaching staff and what they've been able to do. They were able to fix and tweak this defense in a way where they look totally different than they did from the first game of the season.
Totally.
They look totally different. They're communicating. I would have ventured to say that they're playing so well. I would not be surprised if they're hanging out outside of work hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. You know, that's one of those things that we all take for granted. Is the fact that, you know, you have that camaraderie, you have that cohesion in your family unit. And you could tell that, man, the biggest thing that stood out to me when I saw this defense and they got better every week, I was a little skeptical, but I'm like, man, they're communicating well. And they're passing guys off well. Because mostly they've been in a lot of man-to-man. They got in a little bit of trouble against the Carolina Panthers. And then they were able to correct those mistakes. They correct them quickly. It's not like it takes them a while to course correct.
Sure.
They almost course correct immediately. You see teams that might hit them early in a game, but then after that, they clamp down. So they do a great job of communicating, man. And as you all know, that's the biggest key when it comes to playing defense is communication.
So, like, when I do my criteria for this, there's a lot of ways you can do it. And Kyle made a good point earlier that it's not easy to just go across eras for statistics, right? Mm-hmm. Because the game in 1991 or even 2002 is way different than the game now, like passer rating and all that kind of stuff. But you can get a glimpse of who you played, right? Like, I'm half kidding, but I'm half not. In 02, you guys faced a lot of quarterbacks that just weren't great quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
And that's okay. You dominated them and you played great. And
yeah, it was the era you played in.
You played
against who you played
against. Right, exactly. Yeah. But I do think there is something, when I do it, I'm looking at how many points they allowed, which is just one part of it. I'm looking at who their coordinator was, and a lot of these Eagles defenses had special coordinators, right? Yours had Jim Johnson. Obviously, back in the day, it was Buddy's defense. Now we got Vic Fangio. Jim Schwartz, probably one notch below these guys, mm-hmm. but these are all good coordinators.
And to help you out a little bit, we played in an era where you could actually get physical.
Yes, the game
with
was
the
different.
Receivers.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I remember Troy and Bobby used to beat receivers up on the line of scrimmage.
They changed
that
04 after the Colts-Patriots game.
Yeah.
The other thing I look at, and so our last caller mentioned that 91 they played the greatest offense of all time, and he was referencing the Niners game. 91 they also played a lot of bad quarterbacks. The guys that just, or you forget their names now. I don't know. I mean, I almost think we're underrating this, Kyle. They have played Lamar, Burrow, Stafford,
they played
Wilson,
some of the better. They played
Love,
some of the
Jaden.
Better quarterbacks of this era this season.
Yes.
And they've held them to, 17 points or something crazy
17.6,
like that.
17.6, tied for first. I would say they've faced four guys that are going to end up in Canton. Lamar, Burrow, Stafford, Wilson. And Love and Jaden have a long way to go, but they're obviously promising young players. That's a good run of quarterbacks.
Yeah, and that I mean, him going down the list of like these really tiny flaws that the defense might have, like that felt way too nitpicky for me. Like, is any defensive unit like absolutely perfect in every aspect?
Nah.
Like, come on. Tight end, big body tight ends in the red zone.
Yeah.
Like, uh-oh.
Also, I think,
especially the tight ends nowadays, ooh, this NFL, man, they big dudes right there, man. They could take over a game now.
I also think sometimes with young players, it's like we can't quantify what they are because they haven't done it for long enough. Like, obviously Jalen Carter has a long way to go to be an all-time great. But, Hugh, when I hear Dick Vermeil and you, I mean, you said the first time you watched him in a preseason game last year, you saw some Jerome Brown. I hear Dick Vermeil comparing him to Reggie White. That means something.
That's
now,
huge.
He has to do it for 10 years, right? Like, you don't just get to be called that in totality unless you do. But his talent level is all-time kind of stuff. That's why people said he could have been the first pick in the draft last year.
Yeah, easily could have been the first pick in the draft last year.
And obviously the off-the-field stuff pushed him down the board. Eagles got him. But, I mean, we might look back 10 years from now and I'm like, oh my goodness, they had Quinyon Mitchell, Jalen Carter, and Cooper DeJean on the same defense. Like, I'm not saying they're all Hall of Famers, but we might look back and say, wow.
We had a nice era. We had a nice run.
Yeah.
This team will be, they has a potential to be looked at like all those other Eagles defenses are looked at. To me, Seth and those guys, they're the template. They are the catalyst for when I think of Philadelphia football. I mean, and it's always been like that for me. That group that he played with, mm-hmm. And to me, it started with Seth. And I'm not just saying that because we're about to talk to Seth. I remember being in New York playing for the Jets. And at the time, our athletic trainer was Dave Price. That used to be here in Philly. And he used to tell me stories about how hard-nosed and how wild and crazy these guys were. But they were a close group. And I remember those. I remember sitting in the locker room as a Jet. And sitting in his office and him telling me stories about those guys because that's how he remembered them fondly. He remembered them and he would tell me stories about, hey, you remind me of a guy that looked like you're like a Philly guy because, mm-hmm. you know, and he would talk about Seth and Clyde and those guys. And I was like, seriously? He said, yeah, because, you know, he would tell me stories about Seth going to the locker room and you know, if things weren't going well, how he spoke his mind and things of that nature. And that. You know, I know he bald now, but he got that flat top that he used to wear all the time, man. And I remember growing up on those stories being in New York. And I just was like, wow. And then to get the opportunity to play there, it was big because you knew what defense meant to this city.
Yeah. And look, the accolades for the 91 defense are insane. They had three All-Pros on the defensive line with Clyde, Reggie, and Jerome. And they had Seth and Eric Allen, who were second-team All-Pro. I mean, that's I agree with you, Hugh. That's the standard to now. And I put this one above your 0-2 defense. I put it above 17. I put it above 22. Jeff in Wilmington's up. Hey, Jeff.
1991. And I say that because there was a fear factor that involved Veterans Stadium, just coming into that stadium and playing those guys. And you just listed off the All-Pros and the Pro Bowls.
Yep.
But they led the league in sacks that year, I believe, with like 55. But I did do a quick Google search because I wanted to check my stats. But the passing game was different back then, so you can almost compare it to what they did last year with 70 because there's a lot more passing attempts, so there's more chances to get a sack. But the idea that teams were fearful of coming in here, the only reason – I mean, I think that was the year Randall got hurt early in the season.
It was, right. He only started the one game, yep.
Yeah. Honestly, dude, that was the most disappointing I've ever been in an Eagles season because that was a year everybody my age, I'm 59, everybody thought that was our year. And then Randall goes down in the second game or something like, I don't know, but it was early in the season. It was devastating because we knew we had the best defense because the prior year, 1990, they were building up to that. And the body bag game was the one game that kind of set them apart from everybody else. So I was at that game, so I saw it firsthand, but you know,
Would you say this team is the best one since then?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Just a little bit over the Hughes group back in the early 2000s. And I think maybe in 10 years we'll look back on this group right now, and if they stay together for 4 or 5 years, They might be the one.
Well, that's a good point, Jeff, because, yeah, it does take time. And then we're seeing the beginning. This is almost like the 01 Eagles or 2000
yeah.
Eagles,
yeah, they're
right?
still growing.
Yeah, and like by a year or two from now, if they're all together, Jeff, good phone call. This could be a dominant defense. And they are now. I mean, since the bye, they've been the best in the NFL. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Brian Dawkins talking about some of these guys, including the two rookies, Quinyon and Cooper DeJean, on with Kay Adams.
Well, number one is the aggressiveness of each one of them. All of the young guys that have been put in, and you know their willingness to go and stay aggressive throughout the game, right? And as far as, and I'm pretty sure you're talking about that the Quinyon outside, as far as his island is concerned, his ability to do what he's doing mm-hmm. at a young age, man, like that is not normal. That is not the normal that you see a young guy coming in. And I will tell you from what I see, and this is a message to him, like when he begins to find the football and pick it, it's going to take us to another level that they literally will not want to throw his side. When he begins to find the ball on the regular and be able to pick those, not just have PBUs, but have interceptions, they will not challenge his side. And then Cooper in the slot, right? Mm-hmm. His versatility. Right, his versatility and, once again, his aggressiveness, right? But also, I love for a safety, a versatile guy to be able to make tackles in the open field. And so that is a premium, in my opinion, that you have to be able to make open field tackles and then be able to deliver the big hit. That's what I consider myself to be able to do on a regular basis. And you see him comfortable at a young age being able to do that particular thing, hitting people in the open field, but also bringing that stank when that stank is ready to be brought.
I know Doc was trying to be nice, but Coop makes some good tackles. He ain't at Brian Dawkins' level yet.
He did say he brings it like he did a little bit. He said it.
Because Doc was being nice.
What, the Derrick Henry hit?
That was not.
The Derrick Henry hit.
Okay. I know we all like to get caught up in the moment.
That's right.
But put Dawk.
How about this guy down playing defense?
But no, I'm saying, mm-hmm. as good as that tackle was, imagine Dawk trying to hit Derrick Henry.
Well, Dawk was bigger.
Dawk would have tried to, he would have tried to run through Derrick Henry. It wouldn't have been no rapping tackle. It would have been forearm lean, trying to take his head completely off.
I think that it was, that tackle was just more significant because of like how iconic it looked than it was a huge hit.
Let me tell you what it was. Yeah. It was a textbook tackle that you, it was an anomaly because you never
it
see
was Derrick Henry.
Right.
Right.
Most
because you never see DBs do that.
It wasn't any hit Brian Dawkins ever later, Sheldon Brown or Reggie Bush.
Right, it was refreshing to see something so out of a textbook in this era.
And it's like it's the viral moment for this defense.
Yes.
Because like, they had been playing well, but what was the moment? That became the moment. But obviously these rookies are playing great.
No, he's playing
I will
well.
Say though, there have been some moments throughout the season where our defense has laid some hits.
Yeah.
CJ Gardner-Johnson.
He's the one that does it.
I mean, and this wasn't defense, but Kelee Ringo on that punt return
sure.
against the Browns.
Yeah,
like
they've
hit hard this year.
They
Zach Bond, Jaden Daniels on that fourth down.
Ooh, yes.
Smoked them.
That was when there was like a weird snap, and then the
play
got
botched. I think Carter blew it up, and then Daniels had to run outside, and Bond cleaned it up.
Oh, he crushed him. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, I'll set Joyner at 11 o'clock. All your phone calls, and later in the show, be listening for this.
Ho, ho. It's here's Hello Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
I had a message from a listener the other day asking when that you look like a big old candy cane thing happened. He wants a clip of that audio. It says people love that one, Hugh. And
I'm pretty sure they do.
Well, I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah,
all right,
it is
so
pretty funny.
Here's what we're doing today. And today and tomorrow, your final two chances of this. It's Hugh's holiday stocking. What's in Hugh's holiday
stocking? I did find the candy cane thing, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah. Hold up. First of all, you look like a big old candy cane. You're feeling shit. You hurt for putting that jumpsuit on.
It's so good.
The fact that you played more of what he was saying about me is like,
we have it on the
system. I needed to provide context.
Otherwise,
it just would have been the same clip we just heard.
That's great. It's awesome. All right, coming up, next time you hear the sound or call in, you can play What's in Hugh's Holiday Stocking. Today, you're playing for Jack Daniels rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, and a clear tote pack. And then the grand prize winner, if you win today, automatically enter for the grand prize, the Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, Cornhole Set, Giant Jenga, Original Wood Smoking Chips, and the Gerhard's Appliances Weber Spirit 2 Grill and a 55-inch Smart TV, all brought to you by Gerhard's Appliances. the Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Next time you hear the Sounder calling to play, all right, Seth Joyner is coming up on the other side. We'll get his thoughts. Is this the best defense the Eagles have had since Seth Joyner was on the field? His thoughts on the game this weekend against Washington. Eagles go for the clinch. 215-592-9494. Is this the best Eagles defense you've ever seen? We'll discuss it on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right. That's a great song.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour, sponsored by Popeyes. Football season in Philly. So fly to Popeyes Fly and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. All right, we got Seth Joyner coming up here in a second. A lot to do on the show today. We're going to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking for an incredible price. Nick Sirianni's press conference at 12:15, and I'm expecting some sort of update on Landon Dickerson. He's the one injury that's like, is he all right? We'll find out. What if Wednesday later in the show, a big one today, Elliott Shore Parks, and I'm annoyed at the Phillies. But before we get any further, let's continue the Eagles talk with our guy, Kyle, Seth Joyner.
Yeah, he's sponsored by Bet Parks every weekend. The double the spread boost for all users on one pro football game. Check the Bet Parks app Friday. Must be 21.
Today. Because the women and the people that, especially women, that don't listen to radio and like that are living in like everyday life. I go into the bank yesterday and the lady didn't know me. Why do you have on shorts and a hat?
It's a fair question.
And I was like, because I'm confused into this, shall we?
A green beard
walking into an establishment wearing shorts looking like UConn Cornelius. There might be some phone calls being made. You know what I mean?
So this has gone from being just, kind of just a dream to now I actually can close my eyes and picture us on Bourbon Street. I'm not sure where you went. And I look up down the runway, and there's Hugh and his green beard on Bourbon Street, Super Bowl week, led by the defense.
You know what the unfortunate thing about this is? It's because I am comfortable in the way that I dress on a daily basis, and for the most part, our listeners understand that about me. But I'm living out in the suburbs now with these good white folks. And they going to look at me looking real crazy. You know what I mean? And now I'm making people uncomfortable running around with a hat on.
Hold on. The shorts and hat are your own decision. The green beard is out of your hands.
No, I'm just saying.
Because of your take.
No, but I'm saying now I have to explain to these folks why I look the way that I do. I ain't have to do that before. They just kind of let me be. You know what I mean? Now I'm riding up and everybody looking at me going to the other side of the street and whatnot. Yeah, this might be a thing.
Well, all because this is the best Eagles defense we've ever seen. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to your phone calls here on this. We'll let you hear what Doc said yesterday on with Kay Adams about the two young defensive backs, what he loves watching about these guys. But the more I look at this, it feels like we're watching, and my eyes tell me I'm watching the best Eagles defense I've ever seen. 22 was great, but it's hard for me to get past how good quarterbacks beat them up, right? The Cowboy game in December with Dak Prescott. We know what happened in the Super Bowl. We haven't gotten that far yet, but I'm just in the now. This Eagles defense has shut down good quarterbacks this season. You go back to 2017, that was Hugh's choice, and they were good, but they lacked any, I would say, great players having great seasons. Fletcher was great, but Fletcher didn't make an All-Pro that year. It was just a lot of good. The corners were
Darby, like cast-offs.
Yeah, Darby and Jalen Mills. It was...
That's what makes them so special.
Well, then they're the one that won a championship.
You know what I mean?
Because
I think back on the greatest speech ever said or spoken by an Eagle.
Jason. Nobody wanted them. They're all cast offs.
No.
It's the lane on the steroids. That's what gets you, isn't it?
Yeah, every time. I'm glad you said it because I'm a hater.
Lane Johnson's on the juice. It was great. It was so good.
But it was like, it derailed the
Well, they're underdogs. The whole thing. And look,
everybody was like, wait a minute, what?
Did he really say that? The reactions of Howie in the back is so good. And here you go back to 04, 02, which I think was the best defense you played on. Uh-huh. Very good. I mean, I think 02 was the best one I'd seen till this year, but I don't know. I mean, Shane Matthews, Quincy Carter, David Carr.
No, I mean, listen, you play who you
Jim
play, man.
Jim Miller.
You play who you play.
I know,
play.
But I got to take points away. Patrick Ramsey.
They were the number two seed. The year we played Jim Miller and those guys, they were the number two seed in the NFL.
Tells you about that era. You got a lot of crappy teams. 215-592-949. I'm just saying, Kyle, we may have to go back and look at Hugh's stats that year in 02.
Tomato can.
Chop off a few sacks. I mean, you guys faced like three good quarterbacks
Boy,
all year.
Boy, friends like y'all, man, I tell you. Hey, listen. I'm okay.
You got to hear the truth sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes the truth hurts.
Let's go to the phone lines here. Mike in Conshohocken's up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, boys, good Wednesday afternoon. And again, it would be kind of beyond laughable if it weren't so insulting to call this the best defense ever.
Why?
Again, because when you grow up with Reggie and Seth and Jerome, and so this is nice. This is a great defense. A lot of fun, but it's still a
reactionary defense with two or three, mismatches that they have to address. They still can't cover big body tight ends, especially in the red zone. One. Two, we're still not there with Bond on covering backs out of the backfield. And, you know, shifty, squatty guys are still a problem, even for Coop. And, you know, as far as those three issues have to be addressed before I'm even, you know, above 80% on this team. So it's great. And they look so good because they're so fast, and compared to the last 3-4 years where they were, you know, abominably, you know, nauseatingly slow, that's why this team's so good. And they're, you know, but again, there's a lot of opportunity. I think they're about 80%. I think they need to, you know, go from there. They have to address these two or three issues. That's on the defensive side. And the only thing left really on the offensive side is, you know, when Todd Bowles or somebody starts bringing seven, have we really executed efficiently with seven? And that's where we're at, you know, and that's it. And I have the RV Thor all jacked up, ready to roll. We'll see how it goes.
Well, I hope we're all heading down to New Orleans. But Mike, one thing on the defense. I mean, look, they're not perfect, but they are. They are number one in the NFL in points allowed. Just to go back for a second, the 91 defense, they didn't finish number one. Mm. I mean, like, they were great, and they had obviously all-time players with Reggie and Jerome, Seth, who will join us at 11. They didn't finish number one.
They ran up against the best offenses of all time, though. But for that point, it doesn't matter what the numbers say right now. This team still has those issues to address before they're going to be considered exceptional. And then going forward, they're going to be phenomenal. But they'll need to, you know, tweak and add and do some things to start to dictate rather than be a great reactionary defense. And it's going to be fun. They're going to be, you know. But at this point, I'm not, you know, you can't, not that it's laughable.
I don't think it is. I mean, I'm curious, what greatest offense of all time they faced? The Niners that year, you mean?
Yeah, of course. The Niners, the Cowboys, all those.
Mike, the 91 Cowboys were not there yet. They had great players, but they were all kids.
My point is, you know, it's really been encouraging to see the physicality, to see the other things, you know, but they're just not there yet because they still have some issues they have to address.
I think they're closer to being there than you do.
Well, everybody, even the Baltimore Ravens defense, as good as they were the year they won it, they had their flaws. You know, everybody has flaws, man. It's you look at what they've been able to do, and you give them props for that. What I do like about this team is that they're quick studies. Mm-hmm. They're very, very quick studies. And that's a credit to the defensive coordinator. That's a credit to the coaching staff and what they've been able to do. They were able to fix and tweak this defense in a way where they look totally different than they did from the first game of the season.
Totally.
They look totally different. They're communicating. I would venture to say that they're playing so well. I would not be surprised if they're hanging out outside of work hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. You know, that's one of those things that we all take for granted. Is the fact that, you know, you have that camaraderie, you have that cohesion, and you're a family unit. And you can tell that, man, the biggest thing that stood out to me when I saw this defense and they got better every week, I was a little skeptical, but I'm like, man, they're communicating well. And they're passing guys off well, because mostly they've been in a lot of man-to-man. They got in a little bit of trouble against the Carolina Panthers. And then they were able to correct those mistakes. They correct them quickly. It's not like it takes them a while to course correct.
Sure.
They almost course correct immediately. You see teams that might hit them early in a game, but then after that, they clamp down. So they do a great job of communicating, man. And as you all know, that's the biggest key when it comes to playing defense, is communication.
So, like, when I do my criteria for this, there's a lot of ways you can do it. And Kyle made a good point earlier that it's not easy to just go across eras for statistics, right? Mm-hmm. Because the game in 1991 or even 2002 is way different than the game now, like passer rating and all that kind of stuff. But you can get a glimpse of who you played, right? Like, I'm half kidding, but I'm half not. In 2002, you guys faced a lot of quarterbacks who just weren't great quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
And that's okay. You dominated them and you played great.
Yeah, it was the era you played in.
You played against who you played against. Exactly. Yeah. But I do think there is something to, like, when I do it, I'm looking at how many points they allowed, which is just one part of it. I'm looking at who their coordinator was, and a lot of these Eagles defenses had special coordinators, right? Yours had Jim Johnson. Obviously, back in the day, it was Buddy's defense. Now we got Vic Fangio. Jim Schwartz probably one notch below these guys, mm-hmm. but these are all good coordinators.
And to help you out a little bit, we played in an era where you could actually get physical.
Yes, the game
with
was
the receivers.
Different.
Yeah. It was. You know, I remember Troy and Bobby used to beat receivers up on the line of scrimmage.
They changed that. Yeah. 2004 after the Colts Patriots game.
Yeah.
The other thing I look at, and so our last caller mentioned that 91 they played the greatest offense of all time, and he was referencing the Niners game. 91 they also played a lot of bad quarterbacks, the guys that just or you forget their names now. I don't know. I mean, I almost think we're underrating this, Kyle. They have played Lamar, Burrow, Stafford,
They played some of the better quarterbacks of this era this season.
Yes.
And they've held them to, 17 points or something crazy
17.6,
like
tied for first. I would say they've faced four guys that are going to end up in Canton. Lamar, Burrow, Stafford, Wilson. And Love and Jaden have a long way to go, but they're obviously promising young players. That's a good run of quarterbacks.
Yeah, and that I mean, him going down the list of, like, these really tiny flaws that the defense might have, like, that felt way too nitpicky for me. Like, is any defensive unit, like, absolutely perfect in every aspect?
Nah.
Like, come on. big body tight ends in the red zone?
Yeah.
Like, uh-oh.
Also, I think...
Especially the tight ends nowadays this NFL, man, they big dudes right there, man. They could take over a game now.
I also think sometimes with young players, we can't quantify what they are because they haven't done it for long enough. Like, obviously Jalen Carter has a long way to go to be an all-time great. But, Hugh, when I hear Dick Vermeil and you, I mean, you said the first time you watched him in a preseason game last year, you saw some Jerome Brown. I hear Dick Vermeil comparing him to Reggie White. That means something.
That's
now,
huge.
He has to do it for 10 years, right? Like, you don't just get to be called that in totality unless you do. But his talent level is all-time kind of stuff. That's why people said he could have been the first pick in the draft last year.
Yeah, easily could have been the first pick in the draft last year.
And obviously the off-the-field stuff pushed him down the board. Eagles got him. But, I mean, we might look back 10 years from now and be like, oh, my goodness, they had Quinyon Mitchell, Jalen Carter, and... Cooper DeJean on the same defense? Like, I'm not saying they're all Hall of Famers, but we might look back and say, wow.
We had a nice era. We had a nice run.
Yeah.
This team will be, they have the potential to be looked at like all those other Eagles defenses are looked at. To me, Seth and those guys, they're the template. They are the catalyst for when I think of Philadelphia football. I mean, and it's always been like that for me. That group that he played with. Mm-hmm. And to me, it started with Seth. And I'm not just saying that because we're about to talk to Seth. I remember being in New York playing for the Jets. And at the time, our athletic trainer was Dave Price. That used to be here in Philly. And he used to tell me stories about how hard-nosed and how wild and crazy these guys were. But they were a close group. And I remember those. I remember sitting in the locker room as a Jet. And sitting in his office and him telling me stories about those guys because that's how he remembered them fondly. He remembered them and he would tell me stories about, hey, you remind me of a guy that looked like, you're like a Philly guy because, mm-hmm. you know, and he would talk about Seth and Clyde and those guys. And I was like, seriously? He said, yeah, because, you know, he would tell me stories about Seth going to the locker room and you know, if things weren't going well, how he spoke his mind and things of that nature. And that. You know, I know he bald now, but he got that flat top that he used to wear all the time, man. And I remember growing up on those stories being in New York. And I just was like, wow. And then to get the opportunity to play there, it was big because you knew what defense meant to this city.
Yeah. And look, the accolades for the 91 defense are insane. They had three All-Pros on the defensive line with Clyde, Reggie, and Jerome. And they had Seth and Eric Allen, who were second-team All-Pro. I mean, I agree with you, Hugh. That's the standard to now. And I put this one above your 0-2 defense. I put it above 17. I put it above 22. Jeff in Wilmington's up. Hey, Jeff.
1991. And I say that because there was a fear factor that involved Veterans Stadium, just coming into that stadium and playing those guys. And you just listed off the All-Pros and the Pro Bowlers.
Yep.
But they led the league in sacks that year, I believe, with like 55. But I did do a quick Google search because I wanted to check my stats. But the passing game was different back then, so you can almost compare it to what they did last year with 70 because there's a lot more passing attempts, so there's more chances to get a sack. But the idea that teams were fearful of coming in here, the only reason – I mean, I think that was the year Randall got hurt early in the season.
It was, right. He only started the one game, yep.
Yeah. Honestly, dude, that was the most disappointing I've ever been in an Eagles season because that was a year everybody my age, I'm 59, everybody thought that was our year. And then Randall goes down in the second game or something like that. I don't know, but it was early in the season. It was devastating because we knew we had the best defense because the prior year, 1990, they were building up to that, and the body bag game was the one game that kind of set them apart from everybody else. So I was at that game, so I saw it firsthand. But, you know,
Would you say this team is the best one since then?
Oh, I think so, yeah, just a little bit over the Hughes group back in the early 2000s. And I think maybe in 10 years we'll look back on this group right now, and if they stay together for 4 or 5 years, they might be the one.
Well, that's a good point, Jeff, because, yeah, it does take time. And then we're seeing the beginning. This is almost like the 01 Eagles or 2000
Eagles,
right?
Yeah, they're still growing.
Yeah, and like by a year or two for now, if they're all together, Jeff, good phone call. This could be a dominant defense. And they are now. I mean, since the bye, they've been the best in the NFL. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Brian Dawkins talking about some of these guys, including the two rookies, Quinyon and Cooper DeJean, on with Kay Adams.
Well, number one is the aggressiveness of each one of them. All of the young guys that have been put in, and you know their willingness to go and stay aggressive throughout the game, right? And as far as, and I'm pretty sure you're talking about that the Quinyon outside, as far as his island is concerned, his ability to do what he's doing at a young age, man, like that is not normal. That is not the normal that you see a young guy coming in. And I will tell you from what I see, and this is a message to him, like when he begins to find the football and pick it, it's going to take us to another level that they literally will not want to throw his side. When he begins to find the ball on the regular and be able to pick those, not just have PBUs, but have interceptions, they will not challenge his side. And then Cooper in the slot, right? Mm-hmm. His versatility. Right, his versatility and, once again, his aggressiveness, right? But also, I love for a safety, a versatile guy to be able to make tackles in the open field. And so that is a premium, in my opinion, that you have to be able to make open field tackles and then be able to deliver the big hit. That's what I consider myself to be able to do on a regular basis. And you see him comfortable at a young age being able to do that particular thing, hitting people in the open field, but also bringing that stank when that stank is ready to be brought.
I know Doc was trying to be nice, but Coop makes some good tackles. He ain't at Brian Dawkins' level yet.
He did say he brings it like he did a little bit. He said it.
Because Doc was being nice.
What? The Derrick Henry hit?
That was not.
The Derrick Henry hit?
Okay. I know we all like to get caught up in the moment.
That's right.
But put Dawk.
How about this guy down playing defense?
No, I'm saying, as good as that tackle was, imagine Dawk trying to hit Derrick Henry.
Well, Dawk was bigger.
Dawk would have tried to, run through Derrick Henry. It wouldn't have been no rapping tackle. It would have been formally trying to take his head completely off.
I think that it was, that tackle was just more significant because of like how iconic it looked than it was a huge hit.
It was
like
a textbook. Let me tell you what it was. Yeah. It was a textbook tackle that it was an anomaly because you never see
Derrick Henry, right?
Most
because you never see DBs do that.
It wasn't any hit Brian Dawkins ever laid or Sheldon Brown or Reggie Bush.
Right, it was refreshing to see something so out of a textbook in this era.
And it's like the viral moment for this defense.
Yes.
Because they had been playing well, but what was the moment? That became the moment. But obviously these rookies are playing great.
I will say though.
There have been some moments throughout the season where our defense has laid some hits.
CJ
Gardner-Johnson.
He's
the one that does it.
I mean, and this wasn't defense, but Kelee Ringo on that punt return against the Browns. Yeah, like they've hit hard this year.
Zach Bond,
Jaden Daniels on that fourth down.
Ooh, yes.
Smoked them.
That was when there was like a weird snap, and then
I think Carter blew it up, and then Daniels had a run outside, and Bond cleaned it up.
Oh, he crushed him. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, Seth Joyner at 11 o'clock. All your phone calls, and later in the show, be listening for this.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
I had a message from a listener today asking when that you look like a big old candy cane thing happened. He wants a clip of that audio. It says people love that one, Hugh. And
I'm pretty sure they do.
Well, I mean, it's hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
Here's what we're doing today. And today and tomorrow, your final two chances of this. It's Hughes Holiday Stocking.
Find the candy cane thing, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah. Hold up. First of all, you look like a big old candy cane. You're feeling shit you heard for putting that jumpsuit on.
It's so good.
The fact that you played more of what he was saying about me is like, that's,
and we have it on the
well,
system.
I needed to provide context. Yeah, otherwise, it just would have been the same clip we just heard.
It's that's great. Crazy. It's awesome. All right, coming up, next time you hear the sounder, call in. You can play What's in Hughes Holiday Socking today. You're playing for Jack Daniels rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, and a clear tote pack. And then the grand prize winner. If you win today, automatically enter for the grand prize, the Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, Cornhole Set, Giant Jenga, Original Wood Smoking Chips, and the Gerhard's Appliances Weber Spirit 2 Grill and a 55-inch Smart TV, all brought to you by Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniels Tennessee Whiskey. Next time you hear the sounder, call in to play. All right, Seth Joyner is coming up on the other side. We'll get his thoughts. Is this the best defense the Eagles have had since Seth Joyner was on the field? His thoughts on the game this weekend against Washington. Eagles go for the clinch. 215-592-9494. Is this the best Eagles defense you've ever seen? We'll discuss it on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At Friday, must be 21 in-